cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. It is a Thursday in the city, and that means it's time for us to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. We are a couple of days away from the Heart Cares Teddy-thon, and we've met some incredible people, Tara and Tony, over the last 12 months here on the Hot 102.7 Drive. And today is no different, Tara.
That's right. All over Gauteng, there are these incredible places that are filled with compassionate people caring for others on a daily basis. And one of these places is called Casa Caritas. It's based in Kempton Park, and it really does translate into compassion. That's what Caritas means.
Yeah.
For 52 years now, it's been a home to people living with profound physical and intellectual disabilities. Many of the residents were taken in as children. They've grown up in the home, and now they're adults. There's no government funding involved. Just an extraordinary team of caregivers treating every resident like family members. We're talking about bathing, feeding, comforting, loving them every single day. It really is a special place.
Incredible.
We have Chantel Creel on the line from Casa Caritas. She's CEO of the organization. Chantel, for Hot 102.7 listeners who may not know about Casa Caritas, can you tell us what makes this home so special?
Definitely our staff. Our staff are dedicated. We've got an absolutely amazing, caring, compassionate, you know, staff complement. Because we've got such longevity with our staff, you know, we're talking about staff that have been with us 20 years plus. It makes an absolute difference in caring because there's bonds with our children. We refer to them as children, but we're talking about, you know, the ages of 13 to 49. And then our office ladies, beautiful synergy. We understand one another. We start with our fundraising initiatives. It's just a great ball of energy that we push more than 100% into what we do.
And I mean, many of your people have been with you for 20 years plus. That's talking about purpose. I mean, that's not just a job for a paycheck. That's somebody who's doing the Lord's work and really doing it with compassion. And that's amazing. A lot of the residents there can't speak or move independently, so it must be quite a challenge. Can you paint a picture of us of what a typical day looks like there at Casa Caritas?
So our residents get woken up at 5:15 in the mornings. They get their first breakfast for the morning, which will either be matabele, pap or oats, and that enables them to have something so that they can get their medication at 6:00 in the morning. From there, they get moved on to what we call a playroom. But that's where they'll spend the majority of their day. And then they start bathing at 7:00 sharp. It literally is a production line with our kids in the wheelchairs. Moving in, getting undressed, bathed, redressed. They go back into the playroom. By that time, it's 10:00. So we call it a 10:00 tea, or for those that are on very soft diets, they get Weet-Bix or cornflakes, something similar, or Pronutra if that luxury is available to us. And those that can eat sandwiches get sandwiches and tea. They get their lunch at 11:45, and it's a protein, it's a starch and three vegetables, fully balanced meal that is, you know, 100% nutritional according to what their bodies will need. And then at 2:30, we call it Snoopy time, and then they get their cheese curls and the yogurt if that's available, and cake or cupcakes. And then again at 4:45, they get dinner, which is a light meal. So it will be pasta or scrambled eggs and bully beef and soup. And then in between all of this, we've got music therapy and massage therapy, because that's basically the only kind of therapy we can give our children because they are untrainable.
Now, Chantel, you're looking after, you know, children with profound physical and intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. Tell us about these disabilities, and also tell us about how you get introduced to the people that you are taking care of.
We try and do things like this, if it be it this kind of awareness campaigns, Kempton Express type of things. We do fundraising, golf days. Otherwise, it's word of mouth from our parents.
You've had people there, Chantel, that has literally been with you for a lifetime. I mean, you literally, you guys are a family.
Yes, 100%. I am like a mother hen. At night before I go to sleep, I check the cameras, because we've got full access. I've got full access to all the cameras. So I make sure all the kids are in bed, clothed properly, lights off, they've been brushed, nappies changed, pajamas on. And probably for me, around about 10:00 at night, then I'm done for my day, if you want to call it. Tomorrow, you can never say with our work, tomorrow's another day. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and especially because you don't get any funding from government, but you've managed to continue for 40 years.
Sure.
How do you guys get through it on a month-to-month basis, or even, like you say, a day-to-day basis?
So in actual fact, we celebrated 52 years, the beginning of October.
Wow.
So that's how long, yes. So we've been doing this for a large number of years. And as times change, so we've adapted to fundraising.
And I imagine that you guys have the never-ending costs of adult nappies, given the nature of the work that you do. We've been reading that it can be anywhere between 9,000 and 13,000 rand a year per resident. I mean, that's enormous. Correct. As a cost. How do you cope with that?
Well, we recover most of the costs from the parents where we can. But on the side of where we've got our welfare cases, we use our secondhand shop to try and fund their nappies. But obviously that gap will never close between what the actual cost per child is.
What happens where a resident becomes an adult and then their parents who were paying sadly die and now they're left in your care? How does the money for their nappies come about?
Fundraising, we do not even give a second thought to what are we going to do with the child. That compassion really strongly kicks in, I would say, in overdrive. We hold jumble sales, anything that we can possibly do, this God provides.
So basically a resident who comes to Casa Caritas is a resident for life. They won't ever be turned away, even when their parents sadly pass away.
Yes, that is it. We are family. This is the only home they've known. And the majority, if I can say, you know, I've been here for 7 years and I've had a few residents that have passed on. And there's a mall of remembrance, and the parents have got the opportunity to take their children and put them, you know, closer to home. But they prefer to keep their children's ashes by us because this is the home they've known. This is their home. We are their family.
Wow. Chantel, thanks to the generosity of all of our listeners on Hot 102.7, we want to cover the cost of the essential adult nappies for the next 12 months. We know you need them, so we'll cover for the next 12 months up to 30,000 rand.
That is unbelievable. Thank you so much. I can't tell you what this means to us, specifically for our welfare children. You know, people don't understand when we put please out. But if you've come to us and you've seen what we do, and the older residents, they're not just a number, they're a person. They have an identity. So it just allows us to just, I've got goosebumps sitting here. Thank you.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.